All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, I know that we are in the early stages of the 2016-2017 NBA season, but it has been a very slow start for the Dallas Mavericks. They find themselves currently with a record of 0-5, and this is a far cry from what this organization has begun since the turn of the century. You look at the Mavericks since 2000, and they've only missed the postseason twice. This is a team, they won the NBA championship, of course, in 2011, and they are always a perennial contender. You look at the fact that, number one, Dirk Nowitzki is an aging player, but he can still get it done. But he's also been ill this season. He missed two games, and in the three games that he has played for the Mavericks, he's only averaged 12 points per contest. And you look at a guy like Dirk, he's a phenomenal player. He's one of the best to ever do it in the NBA, and he's a guy that he's going to get it going at some point this season, sooner rather than later. You look at Harrison Barnes, who Dallas picked up this past offseason from the Golden State Warriors, and I always said when Harrison Barnes left Golden State that he was going to be a guy that was really going to step it up due to the fact that he wasn't getting as many shots as he could get with the Warriors due to the presence of both Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. And you look at Deron Williams, he's been solid so far this season for the Mavericks. He's averaging 15 points and nearly 6 assists per contest. And you look at Wesley Matthews, who is dropping in 14 points, along with Andrew Bogut, who was acquired from the Warriors over the summer, and he is averaging over 10 rebounds per contest. But it's been a tough go for the Mavericks as they lost a 9-point game to begin their season on the road against the Indiana Pacers. They lost a back-to-back to the Houston Rockets, which was followed by a road loss to the Utah Jazz this past Wednesday and a home loss to the Portland Trail Blazers this past Friday night. Now, you look at tonight, the Mavericks will be at home to host the Milwaukee Bucks. And yes, I know that it's early in the season, but you want to categorize this as a must-win for Dallas. And the reason why I say it is this. They have a 4-game road trip coming up. This Tuesday night, they'll be in Los Angeles to take on the Lakers. And we already seen that the Lakers are an improved team this season. As you can go back to this Friday night when the Lakers were able to defeat the Golden State Warriors at home. Speaking of those Warriors, Dallas will be in Oakland this Wednesday night to take on Golden State, which will be followed by a trip to New York City to meet the Knicks next Monday on the 14th, and then followed by another road game on the road against the Boston Celtics next Wednesday. So if you're Dallas, you really have to find a way to win this game tonight against Milwaukee, because there is a good possibility that you might only be able to win one game on this road trip. At the same time, sometimes a little road trip could be just what a struggling team needs to get on track, as they need to get that chemistry with one another. They need to bond, and they need to find a way to just work out the kinks and just get on track. And that is simply what the Mavericks need to do. This is a veteran savvy team. There's a lot of pride and there's a lot of determination in this organization, which is led by owner Mark Cuban. You look at the job that head coach Rick Carlisle has done, and he's going to put his guys in the best position to win on a nightly basis. But plain and simple, the Mavericks have to find a way to win the fourth quarter. And that is something that they have struggled with so far this season. And I think just having Dirk back on that quarter is going to help. But somebody, and I repeat, somebody has to step up and make a play. There's too much pride out there, and there's too much heart for this Dallas Mavericks team to see them down like this. And at some point, they're going to kick it into gear. And when they do, they're going to be right back up there with the contenders in the Western Conference. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping today's action from the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.